This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the beautiful confines of the truthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
So, let's kick this off. It appears that the intrepid heroes over at the ATF have been caught once again channeling guns into Mexico. Is this like, I mean, they've been doing that since the days of Obama when it was called Fast and Furious. Is that still, I mean, is it still Fast and Furious?
This doesn't seem to be. And this was something that took place a few years ago that Iowa Senator Charles Grassley just found out about in a leaked memo. But the ATF has a long and storied tradition of breaking laws and doing shady things in pursuit of sometimes personal enrichment, sometimes more butts and collars. And in the case of Fast and Furious, what they really were trying to do was to justify more gun control laws in the United States under the Obama administration. So when that whole thing fell out into public view, it was a big mess, and it was a huge embarrassment, and the guns that the ATF ran down into Mexico resulted in lots of deaths in Mexico and at least one north of the border. Those guns that the ATF had gunwalked across the border were used in the shooting death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. So it was a real badge of honor for the ATF. Well, it turns out that in as late as at least 2017, an ATF employee, this person is reported to be a Mexican national who was employed by the ATF in Mexico. So I guess it's accurate to call him an ATF agent, but he's a Mexican citizen, was moving guns across the border from California into Tijuana apparently for the cartels. I'm not sure. This person's name is Jose Luis Meneses, Mexican national. Somebody leaked an internal memo to Senator Grassley, and it turns out that the ATF found out about this. They did fire him when they found out about it, but they didn't let the Mexicans know, and they obviously didn't publicize it up here because they already had a huge black eye with the whole Fast and Furious thing. So the whole guns to Mexico thing was a long-standing sore point for the higher ups at ATF. So they decided not to say anything about it. But it's just another example of a rogue regulatory agency that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants. And again, this wasn't sanctioned. This was apparently one agent who worked in Tijuana moving things across the border on his own, and when they found out about it, they fired him. This is not the same as Fast and Furious, in that Fast and Furious was an ATF-designed program. The great mega minds and galaxy brains at ATF thought this up, and then the Justice Department did everything they could to cover it up afterward, to the point where Attorney General Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress because he refused to release documents about Fast and Furious. So again, this apparently was not the same thing. This was not an ATF sanctioned operation, but it still, once again, reflects badly on the federal firearms regulatory operation in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, after the thing in Israel, one of the Israeli intelligence chiefs stepped up and said, I let this happen. The buck stops with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody's ever said that with the ATF. When you go back to Fast and Furious had FBI involvement, it had State Department involvement, it had to have executive branch involvement. Everybody in government was involved with Fast and Furious. Nobody went down over that. Murders were committed.
Nobody paid any kind of a price personally, politically, or anything for that I'm aware of. And again, this wasn't just, it was portrayed all the time in the media as a botched sting operation where it was just a bunch of, it was a well-intentioned thing. It just went wrong and the agents just, didn't carry it out well and oops, our bad. That's not what it was at all. It was exposed as an operation that was designed to at least in part justify more gun control laws on the part of the Obama administration.
Right.
They claimed that they were trying to trace these guns, but there was nothing in the guns that allowed them to be traced. The guns were being run to known cartel members south of the border. The whole thing was an utter disaster. It did end up in some more gun control north of the border for a while because all the border state FFLs had quote unquote like enhanced reporting that they had to do in any time that someone bought, I think it was three or more long guns,
right,
for a few years there. I can't remember, it was so long ago now. But this was not just a botched sting operation. And no, as you point out, nobody paid a price for it.
Right. That and like you said, they also, despite the fact that it didn't go the way they went, which, by the way, though, Fast and Furious was the closest they've ever come to. They've always said that most of the guns belong to like 58 old white guys where they buy 700 at a time. That's the closest they ever came to that during Fast and Furious. Because some of their buyers were buying, there was one buyer bought 700 guns. So that means 700 times the FBI knew that a gun runner was buying guns and let it happen anyway. Pass the background check.
Exactly. In fact, they asked FFL, look, we know some of this stuff looks shady. Don't report it. Let it go. We're on this. So, yeah, it was an utter disaster.
Yep.
And again, at least one Border Patrol agent is dead as a result. Who knows how many Mexicans.
Didn't Jaime Zabata, who was another guy that was law enforcement, didn't he die? Brian Terry and Jaime Zabata, those two we know about?
I believe that's true, too.
Yeah. In any event, we're coming up on the first break. This article is at thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, thetruthaboutguns.com, what makes them unique is how prolific they are. That prolificness is part and parcel of why you should go there, because this is going to keep you on top of everything. And this is why I have been going to them since I became aware of their... I started doing this in 2012, and thetruthaboutguns.com was already in place when I did that, and they were already moving around and getting big and all this other stuff. So it's been interesting to watch the rise of this as more people have come into the gun ownership. Find them at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan, of course, being the editor-in-chief, will be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
And welcome back. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And the other day, right now, would you agree that the token gun guy that's anti-gun is Ryan Bussey?
He seems to be the most prominent one these days. The gun control industry in America loves gun apostates, people who used to be ostensibly on the pro-gun side of things.
Right.
And I don't know that he ever was on the pro-gun side of things. He just happened to work for
a
company that made firearms.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But that gives him more alleged moral authority, and they love to hold people like that up when they pay them to advocate for gun control in this country.
Wasn't he a marketing director for Kimber?
I believe it was either sales or marketing. I'm not sure which, but he was on that side of the business. Yeah.
Which does not mean that he's a gun guy. It just means he went to college and got a degree.
I don't know what his background was. But yes, he worked for Kimber for a number of years, yeah, in the either sales or marketing company side of the business.
His and now he works for Giffords. He's a senior advisor for Giffords.
He is. Although these days he's running for governor of Montana.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know that? No, I didn't.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's actively downplaying his gun control side, because they don't take well to that in Montana, as
I
you might expect.
So. Yeah.
It's almost like Beto O'Rourke, you know, in Texas.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to talk about that side of what he's done much now.
That is entirely too bad. I guess this is the same problem that Gavin Newsom will have if he ever runs for national office, because he's going to try to export. He wants to make the United States of California. But he got out there and he said that when he was looking at the devices, accessories, or configurations listed in the assault weapon ban, none of them are necessary or needed. What was he referring to? Pistol grip? The handguard? What was he talking about?
Well, I'm not quite sure. What's interesting here is when Judge Roger Benitez wrote his opinion on the California assault weapons ban.
Right.
Of course, whenever these things happen, both sides submit briefs in support of their argument. And the state of California dug up a whole bunch of first historians and people who know about the early part of our nation's history and the founding and all that, because the Bruin decision says, you know, a gun control law has to be consistent with the text, history, and tradition of the Second Amendment.
Right.
So they dig up those kind of people. They also dig up a bunch of alleged experts in firearms to say why these particular firearms, which they're banning in the state of California, are particularly dangerous and need to be highly regulated. And one of the people they turned to was Ryan Bussey. Well, in his opinion, Judge Benitez notes that Bussey worked for a company that made 1911s, revolvers, and bolt-action rifles.
Right.
They never made, and they still don't make, I believe, AR-15. So he wonders, as he says here, he does not describe any professional experience using AR-15 platform rifles for sport or self-defense. In any event, this type of opinion is not relevant to the question of whether the state may ban a firearm that's commonly owned by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes and does not fit the prerequisite for federal rule of evidence number 702. So that's a pretty cold slapdown of Bussey and his alleged bona fides by a federal district court judge. And it was glorious. It was just nice to see. Because he's, of course, you know, Bussey doesn't do this for free. He's paid to submit these as an expert witness. He's made a lot of money doing this all over the country in support of gun control laws. I doubt he's going to, with this kind of thing on the record, he may have a little more difficulty getting those kinds of gigs. But, you know, again, he seems to be in the political arena now. More than he is in the gun control, you know, at least until the election, you know, if Montana's voters tell him to take a hike, he may try to then get back on the gun control gravy train.
I don't know. How does this normally work? Whenever these people run for political office, it sort of seems like they don't go back to where they were, although we're talking about leftists here. They're not going to, they don't play by the rules that I normally play by.
Yeah, I don't know what he will do, would or could do after he runs for governor, assuming he's not successful. I'm guessing that the gun control industry, which is swimming in cash from billionaires, like Michael Bloomberg and a number of others, has plenty of money to keep him busy if they choose to. But we shall see.
Well, I don't know if he was getting paid based on his effectiveness. I mean, he is one of the least effective of the, and I wonder if it isn't because people look at him and they were like, well, why did you make money off of it if you're against it? Maybe it's,
I'm sure there's some of that to it. You know, he based his book, which sold, I'm sure, dozens of copies, on the fact that he had this inside view of the gun industry and how it worked and the nefarious influence that the NRA had in advocating for gun rights and how this is all appalling and beyond the pale and needs to be changed. That got him a lot of interviews. My guess is plenty of people like other gun control industry operations probably bought his books as ways to funnel money to him. But who knows? He got a lot of positive press on it, and I'm sure that helped him in getting more paid gigs as a paid witness and as a gun control advocate in general.
Let me get you hold on right there. I got a question regarding this kind of stuff and just see what you think about it. But this article is on the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. And, you know, some of the articles are about guns themselves, gun review. Some of the articles are about gun control. Some of the articles are about pro-gun things that have happened in the culture. It covers the entirety of the culture, however, and that's why it's worth your time to go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Hamas has recently released two additional hostages, citing humanitarian grounds as the reason. However, a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed skepticism.
Releasing two, and they want to project themselves as, I don't know, as a normal political organization, as a humanitarian organization. But what is the truth? This is a brutal terrorist organization.
The hostages were identified as two Israeli women. Nearly 270,000 illegal immigrants were caught crossing the southern border in September. That's the highest single month ever recorded. At least 18 who were caught breaking the law's names popped up on the terror watch list. A recent poll by USA Today's Suffolk University shows that a significant majority of Americans want the House of Representatives to get back to work. 67% believe the House should promptly elect a new speaker. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Now, Dan is in a unique position because he has been observing and been a journalist for quite some time. We have seen these people come and go as like the stars of gun control. Shannon Watts did it, right? Bloomberg, to a certain degree, has done it. Gabrielle Giffords has done it. Inevitably, though, their time in the light sort of goes away. Do you think Ryan Bussey thought that he was going to separate himself from the herd because he was the gun guy? And then
I'm sure that was part of the motivation. He had to know that. I've talked to people who worked with him at Kimber in the past.
Right.
And he was always I'm going to use the term FUD, and I don't know if people know what that means. That's somebody who thinks, you know, my shotgun and my bolt action rifle are fine and nobody else needs anything but that.
Right.
And AR rifles are terrible and nobody's shown one. People say that he's always been that way. People who worked with him tell me that he had done his best to quash, efforts at Kimber in the past to develop or to put out semi-automatic guns aside from 1911 platform handguns, you know, more EDC friendly type guns.
Right.
Earlier, you know, Kimber has since done that, you know, in recent years, but he argued against that while he was there. So I think he's always had that bent. He'd always been of the FUD-ish persuasion.
Right.
You know, with the, double barrel shotguns and the bolt action rifles.
So the 7.8 round 1911, that's an okay gun in his opinion, that kind of thing.
Yeah, apparently. Or maybe he thought that was a necessary evil. But that's a huge, I'm sure that's a huge percentage of what Kimber, Kim Burrell, most people don't even know that they make bolt action bolt rifles.
Right.
They're more famous, much more famous for the handguns, you know, and the first the 1911s, and then they sort of got into revolvers, and now they make, you know, some nice, EDC guns, and then they just came out with the, I think it's called the K6S or whatever, K9S, something like that. Last year, Chacho, which is a very nice gun. Anyway, they broadened their product line. A lot of that happened after he was gone, or was really on his way out. So yeah, I think he knew exactly what he was doing when he left. I think he decided to write that book, and I think he knew that there was a lot of money to be made as a professional paid apostate. That would bring a lot of media opportunities. You know, if he wrote a book,
right.
He'd get a lot of interviews and media, hit requests, from, TV and all that. He has since, testified on behalf of, the gun control industry in Congress. I think he thought that out all well in advance, and that he may have even had plans before to run for office in Montana and thought that that would raise his profile and help him in that regard. I don't know. Who knows? I can't read his mind. I'm not going to pretend to do that, but it would not surprise me if that were the case.
Well, I mean, that is him changing direction. I mean, it's like, this didn't work out, so I'll try this now. And I mean, he reminds me of the Elizabeth Warrens and the Shaun Whites and the Rachel Dolezals of the world that get out there and they want to be something that they're not, right? But they think this will get them into a better position to be what they want if they just change or profess to be something.
I don't think we're going to see him in dreadlocks or anything like that anytime soon.
Probably not.
So
he's not going to try.
And I think the case here is, I think him pretending to be something he wasn't was probably more the case when he's working for Kimber,
yeah,
than it is now. I think now is probably a more accurate reflection of who he is and what he believes than what he was when he worked in the gun industry.
Right.
I did not know him then, but that's my opinion.
I've never met him.
I've never spoken to him. Don't know him at all. But that's my impression from talking to people who did know him and did work with him.
Right. So I guess that was something that I was interested in as far as what you thought of that, because his whole time with this has been something somewhat of a nothing burger, hasn't it? He hasn't really been he hasn't been as effective as Shannon Watts, who was not effective at all.
Well, Shannon Watts depends on how you're measuring effectiveness. Shannon Watts built herself up allegedly from this, you know, suburban mom,
right?
In I think Indiana, and started up every town to the point where she was bought out by Michael Bloomberg and worked for him and made a lot of money for a lot of years. So if you're measuring it by that, she was very successful.
Right.
She was very successful in, again, like Buzzy, writing a book, getting all kinds of media attention for it. She's like the go-to talking head every time there was a mass shooting and one of the networks needed a quote. So there's that. And Bloomberg built up his gun control operation by merging moms into every town and mayors against illegal guns and all that. And so, again, it all depends on how you measure success.
Well, I know she was in the news, and I know she made, but I mean, Joy Behar's in the news. It, you know, making a lot of noise. She made a lot of noise, but I mean, who is actually really effective at, they probably have to be Bloomberg, right? The kingmaker versus the ones he's trying to crown.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was a paid sock puppet for her. She was an effect, but I think she was an effective one. She's very, she's telegenic. She's intelligent. She speaks well in front of the camera and all that. So she gave good soundbite to anybody who wanted to get the anti-gun point of view, which is most of the media. So again, I'm sure that Bloomberg felt he got his money's worth out of her.
I'm sure he did too. I would say he got his money's worth out of her. But I mean, in terms of staying power, most of these guys don't have very much staying power. Doesn't seem to me. Whatever happened to the Violence Policy Council and the Coalition to Stop Handgun Violence or whatever they were called? Are they gone now? They've been absorbed.
Some of them, yeah. One of them was absorbed into the Bloomberg operation at Johns Hopkins, I believe. And there are others that have sort of come and gone. They pop up. They're kind of astroturf operations. You know, there's one called Guns Down America. There is Sandy Hook Promise. It's still going, but it's, you know, it's a minor player, relatively minor player. These things come up. It just depends on where, if they can get grants from operations like the Joyce Foundation and people like that.
Right.
To keep going. And if they can, then they pay their salaries for a few years.
Well, hang on for me if you can. We're coming up on the last break. The truthaboutguns.com, they provoke a lot of thought, and that's any entity that can provoke thought is gonna be very influential. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. The good thing about The Truth About Guns is even when I'm doing the interview with Dan, The Truth About Guns website is constantly changing. And it just refreshed and it just became something else. Got a new article on here. We found out that the gun control industry has bad news. What is it? And this is coming from the CDC. So what's the bad news for the gun control industry?
Well, it could have made people at in the Biden administration terribly happy that the CDC came out with data that shows in 2022 the firearm homicide rate fell by 6%. Now, that, of course, is good news by any measure, but it doesn't do much for Biden's war on guns. Especially when you look at it in terms of the bigger picture. Now, of course, the White House immediately tried to take credit for that.
Oh.
They sent out a tweet saying this is an encouraging sign that POTUS's actions to address gun violence are helping save lives. Uh-huh. And if you believe that one, I've got a bridge across San Francisco Bay I'd like to talk to you about. Think about what this means. Beginning in 2020, we had the pandemic and we had the George Floyd Summer of Love, which ushered in a wave of progressive politics, policies, and changes to laws across the country that resulted in crime waves and huge increases in violent crime and murders in cities all across America. So you've seen it the most. Chicago's always been bad. You've seen a huge increases in Philadelphia. You saw a pretty good spike in New York City, although on a per capita basis, they're not as bad. You've seen it. We've seen it here in Austin. We've had record numbers of murders. We've seen it in a lot of places. So what all that kicked off also was a record gun buying spree among Americans. We're now up to, I think, 50 straight months of, if you go by the NSSF's adjusted background check numbers, of a million or more firearms sold in a month. So 50 straight months of that. People start tooling up when they realize that we've got progressive prosecutors who don't prosecute people. We have zero bail laws that are letting people walk out the jailhouse door as soon as they've been police department door as soon as they've been arrested. We've got decarceration policies that are letting people out of jail sooner. So you mean more, that's making more recidivists on the streets, all the time. So all these things are going on, and that's what's leading to the increase in crime all across the country. Yet, despite all that, and despite the fact that we're told by all the smartest people that all these extra guns in the street being bought by law-abiding Americans is the real reason that murder rates are up. Gun homicides have gone down. And they didn't go down just a little bit. They went down 6%. That's a lot in 1 year. Now, of course, the media who are reporting this, and you're not seeing it in many places, but where you are seeing it, they are saying, well, yeah, it came down 6%, but it's still a lot more than it was in 2019. Well, yes, that's because that was, again, pre-pandemic, pre-George Floyd. And that was the last year of a historic drop in violent crime. Started in about 1994, and went for an entire generation where violent crime in this country dropped to new lows. Historic lows that we've never seen before. And it happened at the same time that civilian gun ownership doubled in this country. There were twice as many guns in civilian hands in 2019 than there was in the early 90s. So a gun, again, more guns, less crime through 2019. Then 2020 hit. We see where we are. A lot of people went out and bought guns and are still buying them. And I think we're starting to see a backlash, and we're also starting to see, finally, we're starting to see it's at least arguable that the fact that there are more law-abiding gun owners out there means that, a lot of those crimes are being deterred.
Well, I would think so. I would think the specter of more people being armed, because that's who they fear the most. Criminals fear an armed citizen more than a cop, right?
Yeah, because the armed citizen's right there. Cops never show up till minutes later, at least, if you're lucky. By then, the criminal's usually gone. Of course, the sound you're hearing in the distance is the heads of gun control advocates popping when, you know, the natural conclusion of all this is more guns equals less crime, and they can't abide that thought at all. So that's why they're emphasizing the fact that the rate is still higher than it was in 2019. Because they have to look for the black lining in that white puppy cloud. But the good news is gun homicides did drop in 2022.
Well, whatever's going on, the 50-month gun buying binge, as you put it, is it 50 months of a million or more guns?
Yeah.
And that's, so 50 months, so it's 4 years, too.
And that's a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always, again, do they defer on the side of conservatism when they're making the numbers as far as guns bought?
Well, yeah, those are adjusted background checks. Right. And again, that's only guns that were sold via background check. But there are more than 20 states where people who have carry permits don't even have to undergo a background check
when
they buy a gun.
Right.
So the actual number of guns sold is significantly higher.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. So that's interesting. And it's always the CDC, you know, the CDC, I use CDC data all the time because they were the ones that came out with the 3 million number as far as defensive gun uses.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Do you think they put, like in 2013, remember when they thought they were going to get universal background checks and they commissioned the CDC to study gun violence under Obama, and they came out, they published a report in June of 2013, and it went exactly the opposite way of where Obama wanted it to go.
Right.
And shouldn't we be looking at the CDC data and just claiming, well, you know what? Your own government says that we don't have a gun issue here in the United States. So let that go. Let's go look at something else. Let's talk about inflation.
Well, you'd think so. But, of course, they scrubbed that defensive gun use number from their website because it was upsetting the gun control industry and making their job more difficult.
They didn't delete it from their website, though, do they? I bet you can still find it somewhere. It's in the Wayback Machine. You know you can find it.
Oh, of course it's there.
Yeah.
But there used to be a page where you could find that number. Not anymore. That's okay. We've got the William English Georgetown number, which is very persuasive on its own.
Yeah, but I mean, with the CDC data, that means 8,219 times today somebody's going to defend themselves with a gun. So, excellent pop on that one. I was just sitting here, and Dan says, refresh the page and tell me what you see. And I was like, okay, let's go with that. So, as usual, sir, thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
it's a pleasure.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find the latest in the gun culture. And it doesn't matter what it is you're looking for. They have something. If you're one of the new people buying guns, they have a section just for you. If you're one of the ones looking to test a gun, or you want to see what's happening with this gun or that gun, if they haven't already tested it, they're probably going to test it. And they do other gear reviews as well, guns for beginners, gun control, all the things that would worry somebody in a... You know, when you want an America that is made of liberty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.